The following shiur has been delivered by Harav Aaron David Lebovitz, Rosh Kollel in Kollel Ateres Chaim Baruch, and is presented by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah, the Memches HaMabeis Mesachim, discusses the issue of Seir. We know that there's chametz that Torah talks about, but the Torah also says that you shouldn't have seir. So what is exactly seir? So the Mishnah says that you should burn seir, but ha'eichle potter. If you eat it, you're potter. And the Gemara brings a machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, about seir. It's really a double machlokes. First of all, what's the iser on seir? And second of all, what is the taich of seir? What qualifies as seir? So when one has a dough, so the dough starts off, it turns white. In the beginning of the fermenting process of it becoming chametz, the dough takes on a white color, Shagamar refers to as tichsifu panav, like a person's face that turns white when he's frightened. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, when the dough is still at the stage of tichsifu panav, so it's mamish to the din of masa. It's not chametz whatsoever, it's not seir, it's totally kosher as masa. But midrabanan, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara before tells us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, midrabanan, you burn it, and that's a chumra dirabanan. Reb Meir holds that when it's at this stage of yichsifu panav, that is the Torahic biblical level of seir. The only thing is that Reb Meir holds that once it's seir, there's a din sreipa midaraisa, and there's even malchus. If you eat it from the ribuy of kol machledes lo sechelu, as again was explained in the Gemara, Reb Gimel Amud Aleph. The next step is that the dough develops cracks. Starts to have cracks in it. The first stage is the dough has cracks that the cracks do not touch. Random cracks. Romero holds that once there are cracks, then even though on the surface of the dough you don't see that the cracks are touching, but beneath the surface it's very possible that the cracks are longer and they are touching. And therefore Romero holds that once the cracks, there are any cracks present in the dough, it has gone above the madrig of Seir, and it's holding by chametz gomer. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the cracks are on the dough, the cracks do not touch. These cracks are still seir. That's the madrig of seir. And once the cracks become like the carne chagovim, the horns of the grasshoppers, they look like they're touching. So then those cracks are already causing that it's chametz gomer. It's a simon that it's chametz gomer. And it goes above the madrig of seir. Now in Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that cracks are seir. So chutz from arguing on Reb Meir, that Reb Meir holds that once it's white, it's seir. Reb Yehuda holds it doesn't even begin to be seir until it has cracks. But once you get to the madrega of cracks, which Reb Yehuda holds is seir, do you have a second machlokes? We mentioned that Reb Meir holds that by seir, sarfen midaraisa, and there's malchus if you eat it. Reb Yehuda holds no. That by seir, true, you burn it. However, there's no malchus if you eat seir. There's no malchus on achilas seir. Now we paskin in malchus, like Rabbi Yehuda, that there is no malchus on seir. Now the chayra, this idea of seir, relates to the idea of chametz naisha. In the beginning of the parak, it's discussed that chametz naisha, which is chametz that is not so edible, and it's not complete, it's not completely developed as a chametz. So there's a discussion of chametz naisha, and it would seem that the seir that's discussed by Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is the same thing as what we call chametz naisha. And just like there was a machlokes brought before about the chametz naisha, if there's malchus or not, the one who eats it, that is really the machlokes, the same machlokes by seir, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Shulchan Aruch paskins that the seir is only asur midrabanan. And therefore, in Tav Mem Zayin, at the end, Shulchan Aruch paskins that he does not have the din of Chamesh Avar Lava Pesach. Since it was only Asur Midrabanan on Pesach, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Seir, therefore, is the Chamesh Naisha, which paskins is similar again to Seir, would only be Asur L'Chatzchila on Pesach, but if one had it over Pesach, would not get the din, the Iser, Lav HaPesach. The Mishkan of Yaakov, Erechaim, Simen Kuf Lav Vav, adds the Kasha on the Stimus HaPoiskim, that there's no Yisr Deraisa, and no problem, no Chshash Deraisa, by Chometz Neksha, or by Seir. Because the Gemara Chul in Chav Gimel Lav Beis brings a Shaila of Reb Zera. What if somebody makes a netter to bring 10 lachmei toida? We know when one brings a korban toida, he brought 4 different types of menachos, 40 different loaves of bread. 10 of them were chametz, 30 of them were different forms of matzah. So what if somebody makes a netter to bring 10 lachmei toida? And he says, I don't, in my netter, I'm yoytze my netter, sai if it's chametz, sai if it's matzah. So if he brings chametz, it's good, if he brings matzah, it's good. But he went and he brought Seir, which is like a middle stage. So what's the Shaila? See, the Gemara explains, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that Seir is not like Chametz, there's no Malchus on Seir. So we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda's Seir, where there are cracks in, but the cracks aren't touching. And this fellow went and brought 10 lachmei toida from Rabbi Yehuda's Seir. And what's the Shaila? The Gemara says, either Sorfin, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that you burn, but you don't, but there's no malchus. So yotzei matzah, meaning either it's like we can look at the seir of Rabbi Yehuda, like it's matzah or chametz. So either the fact that you burn it, which was chara, show that it's like chametz. So fine, he said if he brings from the chametz, he's yotzei, but you don't get malchus. So maybe it's like matzah. Rabbi Yehuda has a suffix if it's matzah or chametz. So mele you should get rid of it al tachshash of chametz, but Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't get malchus if you eat it because he's not sure if it's chametz, it might be like matzah. So klavei this guy's neder that he said I'm going to bring chametz or matzah, v'manoshach if you're Rabbi Yehuda, it would be either chametz or matzah, so you'd be yoytzei. That's one tzad. That's the tzad that you're yoytzei. What's the tzad that he won't be yoytzei is neder? Because Gemara says ber Yehu. Maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is a new thing. It's not chametz or matzah. It's an in between type thing. Hamelit has such a din of sorfin midaraisa and ain't likin midaraisa. It's a new type of thing, not chametz and not matzah. So now, Mishnah Yaakov says that this Gemara is giving us insight into Rabbi Yehuda's shita about seir, and therefore by extension into how the Gemara would hold about chametz neisha. So according to the first tzad, that the Gemara is saying we'd have a suffix if it's taka masa or chametz. So that's a suffix deraisa. And memela, all the different exceptions, all the different kulas that you would give to seir a chametz naisha, because you're treating it like a derabanan, according to that side of the Gemara, the Mishnah Yaakov holds it's fair to say so. Because since, that according to that side of the Gemara, it's a suffix deraisa, so you should be machler. You should do bedikas chametz. You should even be machmer chametz shavur lav haPesach, because there's a tzad deraisa in it. And according to the tzad of the Gemara, that it's a beria. So Mishkan Yaakov says a chiddush gadol. There's a pasuk that says shivat yomim matzah tochel. And of course, that pasuk is difficult to understand because we know that the chiyuv of matzah on Pesach is only the first night. It's not like sukkahs. There's a mitzvah of the whole sukkahs to sit in the sukkah. By Pesach, there's only a chiv of matzah by the first night, by the Seder. So why is the Torah saying, Shivat Yom HaMatzah Tochelu? We know there's an Isser of Chametz, that Torah tells us. But why is it the Pesach saying, as though there's a mitzvah to eat matzah for all 7 days? So Zog the Mishkan of Yaakov, this Pesach is teaching us a big Yisayit. This Pesach is creating a lav above Mechlal HaSeh. Because it's shayach to have something that is not matzah and not chametz. Something made from grain that is not matzah and not chametz. What would that be? Exactly this inyan of seir and chametz neisha. According to the side of the Gemara, that it's a beria. So here you have something that does not qualify as matzah and it's not chametz. So what, can I eat that on Pesach? Obviously I can't be yoytzei my mitzvah of matzah by the seder with it because it's not matzah, but I'm not over in Israel chametz. So is there any problem with me eating this over Pesach? Any eating deraisa? The Zog Tishas Yaakov, that's what this pasuk is telling me. Shivat Yomim Matzah Techelu. If you're going to eat something made from grain on Pesach, then it has to have a din matzah. Chutz l'Isra Chametz, there's an Isra say to eat a grain product that does not have a din matzah. There's no malchus, because it's only a Lama Bama Chalasei. But Lameisa, there is an Isser Asay, an Isser Deraisa, when you eat Seir, which is not Masa. And even Vlaib Sarachin on the Paiskim, why don't they mention this Isser? So it comes out that there is a problem with Chavis Naiksha and Seir. There is an element of an Isser Deraisa, and the Mela, the Mishnas Yaakov is Vlaib Sarachin, why the Paiskim are treating the Isser of Chavis Naiksha and Seir as such a Dover Pashas that it is Isser Derabana. Now, Rav Shmeger before and Mem Gimel Amud Aleph also takes on as a Dvar Pashut that Chametz Naiksha and Seir is not Masa, and he says that even though the Gemara in Chulin Chav Gimel carries it as a Shaila, they bring the Raya from the Gemara Menachos Mem Gimel Amud Aleph that it comes out that it's a Beria. So Rav Shmeger is Machriya the Shaila, at least in the Esam Shaila of what's the getter of Chametz Naiksha and Seir. Her Krieger comes out that it is taka like a beria. It's something by itself. It's not matzah and it's not chametz. So the next step is he clears this shaila. Do you say now that because it's not matzah that the pasuk of shivas yavim teichel matzah is telling me that I must eat matzah on Pesach as a grain product? I can't eat something that's not matzah or not. So her Krieger says that this is totally in how you understand the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, who was Marbe from Kol, that Chametz Naiksha, then the Seir, gets Malkus. So what's the Pshat in Rabbi Meir's Kol? What would be the Svara Pshuta? How would I look at Seir, Lule the Pasuk of Kol? So one side would be since the really Misvara Pshuta, I would say that it's Chametz. About it's Chametz. But since there's a miyat from Kares, the Torah was mamayat, the Isser of Kares, from Chametz Naiksha and Seir, so I would therefore say, once the Torah is mamayat from Kares, there's no Malkus, so I need the Kol to bring it back into Malkus. But according to that side of the Chakira, definitely it would be Misvara like Chametz. Or do I say that no, Misvara, Seir, Chametz Naiksha is not Chametz. And I wouldn't have thought really that there's Kares or anything. It's not Chametz. But I have a rebuy from Malkus. Now, what's that rebuy from Malkus? From Kol. Maybe there would be Kares that turns the Mayat to Kares. But the Torah of Pshuta is that it's not Chametz. So if I say, like the first side of the Chakira, that means Svara, it would be Chametz. And then I just use the Kol to take it out from Chametz. But Mamela, if Nogay to giving it a din of Matzah, the Torah of Pshuta would be that it's not Matzah. So it would have been chametz. It's not chametz. It doesn't have the ramifications. Doesn't have the consequence of chametz. But since mitzvah apshuta, Chazal would hold that seir chametz naiksha is be'etzem of a madrega of chametz. So I don't have the right to be mechadish further than saying that it doesn't have the ramifications of chametz. So it obliges nishkin matzah and nishkin chametz. So that side would talk of be a problem. Then it would come out that I would have a problem of eating it from the pasuk of Shivat Yom Teichel Matz. But Rav Shmeger says that Lamaisa, he brings a Tosis, the Tosis of Mashal Megillah and Aleph in Pesachim before, that it sounds like from Tosis that Mitzvara, there would be no Isser. In other words, Mitzvara, I would take on that Chametz Naiksha and Seir, Mitzad itself, is not Chametz. I need Chidushim, I need Ribuyim to make a chametz whatsoever. But the Svarah of Shuta would be that it is not chametz whatsoever. So if that's the case, so then I can go, once I don't have the ribuy of kol, I'm talking Rabbi Yehuda Shita, so then it could be that it's not chametz whatsoever, and it's matzah. It would have a din of matzah. So Rabbi Yehuda clears the shaila, and he's paishet that lamaisa, chametz naiksha, and seir, could have a din of matzah. So even if you'll be mechayesh to me, that the pasuk of Shivat Yomim, Teichel Matzah, tells me I can't eat something that doesn't have a din of a matzah, even if it's not chametz, but the matzah, chametz naiksha, and seir would not go into that category, according to Krieger, and therefore it would have no problem at all, and be no iser deraisa whatsoever. So it's really a machlekes, Mishkanes Yaakov and Krieger la matzah. Mishkanes Yaakov holds that it doesn't have a din of chametz, it would have this iser. And Mele Shreya on the Paiskin, why don't they create, mention this Isser and declare that it should be a din of, it should have a din of Chametz Naiksha and Seir should have a din of Chametz Arvelav HaFesach. And Rekveger comes out of the Maisa that it's not so. that it doesn't have any Yisr at all, and there's actually a type to Menachos Nadal Amad Alf, and Yeshua is signed it before Mem Gimel, says, but Feyers, in the corner of Yehuda, there's no Yisr Midarais to Klal by Naik Shanser, like Rabbi Kveger. So now, the Mishkat Yaakov Tahara, why the Paiskim? Don't mention this sad that it's Yisr Midarais, it's not a problem. Even though it's a beria, even though you could say Lamaisa it's a beria, and you're not Yoisa, you're Neder. If you made a Neder to bring Chametz or Masa, but it being a beria, Lamaisa, at the end of the day, it would not have the Chametz Neksha and the Seir, would still could potentially have a Din of Masa, and would not have the problem of Shvus Yamim, Teichel Matzah. Concerning this Etzem Inyan of the Pasuk, Shvus Yamim, Teichel Matzah, there is another approach, the famous approach, Viragra and the Maral and the Balmor all seem to say that there's a mitzvah kiyumis of eating the matzah for the 7 days. So that would be another teretz to the Mishkanas Yaakov's Svara, that there ought to be an isser on eating Chametz Neksha and Seir from this pasuk of the din of Shvus Yamim Teichel Matzah. According to these Zechrayim, and the Balmor, it would be a bittul of a mitzvah kiyumis, which is not any Yisr at all, and therefore there would be another svara to answer the Mishkanas Yaakov's question.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.